Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Last night in the Taraweeh, the 11th juz of the Quran was recited. In the first ayat, يَعْتَذِرُونَ إِلَيْكُمْ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ, which is a continuation of the incident of the Battle of Tabuk. So prior to going to Tabuk, some of the munafiqeen had already presented their excuses to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and has secured permission not to take part in the battle. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when you return to Medina, then some of the munafiqeen will come and present excuses for not taking part and not joining you in the battle. Allah ta'ala says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that قُلْ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا, tell these munafiqeen that don't make excuses. We will never believe you because Allah ta'ala has already informed us regarding your matter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that furthermore they will take oath, سَيَحْرِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ لَكُمْ, they will take oath and take customs on the name of Allah. So Allah ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that leave them alone. إِنَّهُمْ رِجْسٌ, they are dirt, they are fell, وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ, and their abode will be Jahannam, as a punishment for what they had earned. Then Allah ta'ala mentions the great rank of the Muhajireen and Ansar, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets them as the benchmark that whoever will follow in their footsteps, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, whoever will follow them, the Sahaba, the Muhajireen and Ansar, in righteousness and sincerely, then Allah ta'ala will be pleased with them also. This ayah is a great sign and proof for the great position that Allah had afforded to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and it goes against the Shia and the Rawafir, who claim that after Rasulullah passed away, except for a few Sahaba, na'udhu billah, most of them became Murtad. So this ayah proves that this belief of the Shia is totally wrong. Allah Ta'ala, who has knowledge of everything past and present and future, if He, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, had declared His happiness for the Muhajireen and the Ansar, then it is impossible that the Muhajireen and Ansar will renegade, na'udhu billah, and become Murtad. So this belief of the Shia is totally wrong, and it is contrary to the belief of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And furthermore, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, whoever will follow in their way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared that Allah will be happy with them as well. In the Battle of Tabuk, there were two groups, as we mentioned earlier, from the Munafiqeen, those that gave the excuses before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, and then those after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned, they came and presented their excuses. Among the believers, there were some also that were unable to take part in the battle. Some of them had true genuine excuses, either they were sick, or they were weak, or they didn't have the means. But among those who didn't have excuses, there were 10 Sahaba radiallahu anhum who had no real excuse for not taking part in the battle. So from these 10, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding them that وَآخَرُونَ اَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَقُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا, that there are some who will come and they will accept their mistake and their fault for not taking part in the battle of Tabuk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they have some good actions as well, and they have some bad actions as well. Bad actions meaning they are not taking part in the battle. So there were 7 of these sincere and true Sahaba radiallahu anhum who tied themselves to the feathers in Masjid al-Nabawi out of in repentance for not taking part in the battle. And they said that they will not untie themselves until their tawbah is accepted. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw them, he said that he also will not untie them until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself reveals the acceptance of their tawbah. And then Allah ta'ala said, Asallahu an yatuba alayhim, it is hoped soon that Allah will accept the tawbah. And upon this year, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then untied these 7 sahaba radiallahu anhum. They then presented their wealth to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a token of appreciation for the tawbah being accepted. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then refused to accept their wealth, saying that I have not been commanded to take your wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ, that take part of their wealth as a sadaqah that will purify them, and also you should make dua for them. Upon this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then accepted 1/3 of their wealth as a tawbah and as part of the tawbah. From this also we understand that whenever any wrong we commit, any sin, then we should follow it up with a good deed. Nabi Sarkam also mentioned in a hadith, وَأَدْعِي سَيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَى, that when some wrong takes place, then after that, do a good deed in after it to remove the evil effect of it. And part of this also, a person can give some part of his wealth as sadaqah, as a means of tawbah. The remaining three sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that their matter had been deferred, and their tawbah was, the acceptance of their tawbah was delayed. So for 50 days, they were, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the command that they should be boycotted. None of the sahaba could speak to them or deal with them in any way. 50 days, this is the period that it had taken for the sahaba to go, leave Medina and go to Tabuk and return. So for 50 days, they were boycotted. A total boycott was enacted against them. And Allah Ta'ala describes this difficult period that they went through. حَتَّى إِذَا ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضِ, that the earth had become narrowed and constrained for them. بِمَا رَحُبَتْ, despite its vastness. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ, and their own soul, their hearts had become constrained upon them, meaning the great grief that they were going through. And وَظَنُّوا أَلَّا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ, but they knew that there's no place of refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this also is the reality of tawbah, that a person understands and has this grief, remorse in his heart, that there's no way for me to go nowhere else except back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After 50 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed the acceptance of their tawbah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced to them that Allah has accepted your tawbah, and their boycott was then lifted. In between, the incident is mentioned of the Masjid al-Dirar. This was a structure that some of the munafiqeen, with the help of a Nasrani, a Christian by the name of Abu Amir, they had constructed in Quba. And the purpose of them constructing this building, which they named a masjid, was so that they can cause differences amongst the mu'mineen, and they can use it as a means and as a base for preparing and amassing weapons, etc., so that when the kuffar attack Medina Munawwara, they will be able to help and assist them. So outwardly they called this a masjid, and they even invited Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to perform salah in this masjid, so to say, to inaugurate the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also accepted and said that I will come, but at that time he was busy with preparations for the Battle of Tabuk, so he promised that after the Battle of Tabuk when I return, then I will come and perform salah in this masjid. On the return from Tabuk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by revealing these ayat that this is no masjid. In fact, this is a scheme of the munafiqeen to cause harm to the Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevents Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا تقم فيه أبدا, do not stand and perform salah in this masjid. لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسْتِسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ أَحَقُّ أَنْ تَقُومَ فِيهِ, the other masjid that was, the foundation of which was laid on taqwa and the fear of Allah from the beginning, has a greater right that you should stand and perform salah in it. Referring to the Masjid of Quba, which was constructed by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum when he made hijrah. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded some of the Sahaba that they should go and demolish the structure, raise it to the ground, and it was burned and destroyed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ, that Allah ta'ala has purchased from the believers their lives and their wealth in exchange for Jannah. This was in reference to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum who came to from Medina Munawwara, who came to Makkah Mukarrama on the occasion of Hajj, and they met Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they promised that they will take in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers and protect them and lend support to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his mission. So it was a sort of transaction that they had made, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah has purchased their lives, and Allah has purchased their wealth in exchange for Jannah. So though the ayah was revealed concerning that particular incident, but it's general that Allah ta'ala has taken from all of us our lives and our wealth. And what has Allah given us in exchange for that? Jannah. So now our lives and our wealth doesn't really actually belong to us, but it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it has to be utilized in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us Twitter lady. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, that how should our lives and our wealth be utilized? يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ. That they fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They kill some amongst the kuffar. Amongst them some are also martyred and killed. وَعَدَنَا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَالْقُرْآنِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that who can be more true than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fulfilling His promise. So, فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَيْعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ. A good transaction that you have made, you should take now. They are dying for this. وَذَٰلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And this is the great success. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّالِحِينَ. That after the incident of the three Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who were unable to go for the battle of Tabuk, Allah ta'ala says that have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have taqwa. And how will you inculcate this quality of taqwa? وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّالِحِينَ. That be and stay, remain with those who are truthful. Those who are truthful, meaning their inside and outside, confirms to one another, they are truthful in their deeds, in their actions, in their intentions, and they are truthful in their matter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in their dealing with the creation. So be with these people. When you will be and stay with them, then the effect of their companionship will rub onto you. You stay with those people who go out in the path of Allah, who took part in the battle of Tabuk, then automatically you also will go out. You stay with them, a person stays with other people, those for example who are not performing salah, then the effect of this will come on you. It will, you yourself will find that you will become now lazy in the performance of salah. So a great and important ingredient to bring taqwa into a person's life is the companionship in the company that a person keeps. That is why it is imperative that a person should associate, be close with, and remain with those who are true in their dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have taqwa, and the effect of this will rub onto a person and he will also be able to inculcate in himself the quality of taqwa. Then Surah Yunus begins. Surah Yunus, then Surah is named for the incident, later on the incident is mentioned of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam and his people. In the beginning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that our people surprised that Allah ta'ala has revealed his kalam, Allah has revealed, sent revelation to a man from amongst them, the kuffar of Makkah, the mushrikeen. They said that how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send wahi, send revelation to a normal man like us? So they worship stones, they worship idols, they believe these idols can fulfill their needs. But when Allah ta'ala sends revelation to a man, they find this something strange. Allah ta'ala further on explains that this is nothing strange, this is nothing you should be amazed at. Allah ta'ala has created all the mighty things, Allah ta'ala has created all the material things around you, the heavens, the earth, and Allah ta'ala has made the system of life and death. Allah is the one who sends down water. Allah has created the sun, the moon, and the system of the sun and moon, night and day. You can calculate time. So Allah has taken the responsibility of all of your physical needs. More important than that is your spiritual needs. So for this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down revelation and sent down wahi to a man amongst you who warns you and who has who warns you regarding the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he also gives glad tidings to those who will believe that for them will be a true position by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَدَمَ سِلْتٍ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. True position a person will only get in the akhirat. Any position a person acquires in this world is temporary. A president today, tomorrow is locked up in jail. Nothing is forever in this world. But in the akhirat, person will get Jannah. He will never be dismissed, never be sent out from there. It will be forever and forever. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned few weaknesses of man. One is that man is very hasty in seeking evil. Sometimes a person becomes frustrated with his own possessions, with his in those times with his animal, with his horse, or a person, a mother, a woman with her children. And what happens is, without intending, but a curse comes onto the tongue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah ta'ala out of his kindness doesn't immediately accept this. If Allah ta'ala had to immediately accept these curses that men make, then very quick they would have been destroyed. And another weakness of man is that when he is in difficulty, he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لِجَنْبِهِ أَوْ قَاعِدًا أَوْ قَائِمًا
while on his side, while lying down, sitting and standing, meaning in all conditions, he calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging him for his help in removing this difficulty. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes and delivers him from this difficulty, then مَرَّكَ أَنْ لَمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَىٰ ذُرِّ مَسَّهِ Then he carries on in life and forgets all the promises he made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he carries on as if he was not in any difficulty. So this is a weakness of man, that a person, when he is in difficulty, now he becomes humble, turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, promises Allah, I will obey, I will. Sometimes a person even takes a vow, and after he is delivered from this difficulty, very soon he forgets. So he should not be like this. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding every insan, that every insan in his fitrah, in his nature, so to say, it has been pre-programmed, pre-loaded, that there is only one being. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example that when a person, when people are traveling on the ocean and they fall into difficulty, the waves are battering the ship from all sides, and now they lose hope from every other form of support, then at that moment also they turn only to one Allah, and they call out unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَإِنْ أَنْجَيْتَنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ That if you save us from this, then we will be from the grateful ones. So this is a great proof that every person, no matter whether he testifies and accepts, but in him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the belief in one supreme being. Even an atheist who rejects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he also, when he is caught up in a very difficult situation and he doesn't see any way out of it, then also his heart goes towards one supreme being. It's a different story that after that people have covered it up and now they refuse and reject. But inside every person, Allah Ta'ala has put this belief in one being, one supreme creator. Then further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned concerning the Quran and a great challenge that Allah Ta'ala has presented, that if you say that this Quran has been fabricated and made up by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then bring the like of this Quran. قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِثْلِ Leave the whole Quran, even one surah, one chapter, like this Quran, in eloquence, in its style, in its predictions that it makes. And you don't have to do this alone, but وَدْعُوا مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ Call and ask whoever you want besides Allah to help and assist you. So this is a challenge that the Quran made 1400 years ago, but up until today, none has been able to carry out and fulfill the challenge presented by the Quran. It proves that the Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some great qualities of the Quran. Ya ayyuha an-nas, qad ja'atkum maw'izatun min rabbikum. A great advice has come to you. Maw'iza, that which is advice which is only for the benefit of a person. And what advice is it? Advice min rabbikum. We get advice, we say this is advice from a certain wise person, certain sheikh, from certain great alim. Then a person honors it, a person listens properly to it. But this is advice from who? Min rabbikum, from your Rabb, from your sustainer. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ Second quality of the Quran, it is a cure for what lies in the chest, for kufr and shirk, and all other internal ailments that a person will suffer from, the Quran will cure him. If a person reads the Quran with the intention of shifa, of hidayat, then the Quran will remove from him all of these ailments. Wahudan, and it is a guidance for a person to show him how to lead his life, show him how to reach the pleasure of his Creator. Wa rahmatun lil mu'minin, those who will then believe in it, it will be a means of great mercy for them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further on mentions, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ That the friends of Allah, the special chosen friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no fear upon them, and nor are they grieved. In this world also, those that are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not become overcome with the normal and the day-to-day fears and griefs that other people experience in life. They have the fear of akhirah, they have the fear of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That fear then makes all these worldly fears and worldly griefs insignificant in the eyes. People will be worried about inflation, will be worried about different things, and they'll be grieved when they lose wealth, when any harm comes to them, when any difficulty comes upon them, they find themselves in grief. But those that are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala, so to say, insulates their heart from these type of griefs and worries. The natural grief that occurs to people will occur to them, but it won't make them lose themselves. They won't fall into depression, etc. And also in the akhirat, when they will be leaving this world, the malaika will descend, and the malaika will console them and tell them, do not grieve for the akhirat, do not grieve for the future, for the past, do not fear for the future. And who are the people who are the friends of Allah? There are two qualities which are needed to become the friend of Allah. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ Iman and taqwa. All of us, Allah Ta'ala has granted us iman. We have to now make an effort to get taqwa. Whatever level of taqwa a person has, this will be the level of his friendship with Allah. The greater level of his taqwa, then the greater his friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions incidents of some of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam and the people, Nuh alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, was Bani Israel and was Fir'aun. And then the incident of Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, after whom the surah is revealed, that Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَوْلَا كَانَتْ قَرْيَةٌ آمَنَتْ فَنَفَعَهَا إِيمَانُهَا إِلَّا قَوْمَ يُنُسْ Why was there no village that accepted iman after seeing the signs of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The only village and the only nation was the nation of Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam. That Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam had stayed amongst his people, inviting them towards Allah. They didn't obey. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired and informed him that the punishment will come upon the people. So he told his people that after 3 days the punishment of Allah is going to come. And before Allah Ta'ala could command him to leave the village, Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, now understanding that the punishment is soon to come, so it is the time for me to leave. So he left without the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people then found that Yunus alayhi salam is missing, and they saw the signs of the punishment, dark clouds gathering, etc. So they went out of the village and they repented and brought iman. On this year Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then removed the punishment from them. And then Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, the incident is mentioned later on in the Quran. Then he boarded a ship and then he was cast into the belly of the fish. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it was only the nation of Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam that they saw the punishment, the signs of the punishment of Allah, and they made tawbah. We should also make tawbah and repent for the wrong that we have done and repair our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is most kind and most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove from a person his sins. Allah will forgive him, remove all the effects of it, and Allah ta'ala will send his mercy upon a person. Allah ta'ala grant us all the correct.